ITV News briefly for Tuesday, 28th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got time for the full show. Following up news yesterday of Toyota pressuring the Japanese government into recognising hybrids as electric vehicles in the same category as zero-emission cars. Another really worrying story coming from Reuters about the pressure and the intense lobbying, which just shows how worried these big car companies are about the end of their established business. Japan pushing to remove targets for zero emission vehicles from the G7. That's the group of wealthy countries that are together at the minute in Germany. A proposed draft seen by Reuters of the communique coming out of their get together waters down language on climate change at the request of Japan, aka Toyota. Japan proposing removing a reference to the goal of 50% zero emission vehicles by the G7 nations by 2030. And while there's no suggestion that Toyota have been directly involved in this level of lobbying, of course Toyota have been doing that to national governments around the world, and now Japan trying to influence the G7 countries to take away that reference to zero emission vehicles. Wow, just the level of fear at those established car companies who see an end to their gravy train of selling disgusting, polluting vehicles like the hybrids that spew pollutants out the back of those Toyota cars. I wish they would move to pure electric vehicles, but they're not going to do that by the look of it. And it's really sad to see. But you know what? We'll be. We'll see where this shakes out. Let's go to Ford next. And Ford are removing the ability to buy a vehicle at the end of a lease. So Mustang Mach-Es, Ford F-150 Lightnings, E-Transit, all going back into the Ford pool at the end of your lease when it's over. The Chevy Silverado and the Lyriq from Cadillac getting a very similar gear change stalk. Probably the same, actually. It's a gear selector stalk mounted on the steering wheel. You pull it towards you and go up for drive, down for reverse, pull it towards you for neutral, press the button on the end to engage park. And that is how the Silverado, which has 140,000 reservations and goes into production next year, will change gear. Not with any kind of buttons or any kind of traditional gear selector. Let's go to LG next in South Korea. And they announced over the weekend on Sunday they're joining the EV charging business by acquiring a 100% stake in a Korean EV charging company. Tesla and the Model Y. Long range. Looks like it's being made in Texas now. But are there two production lines up and underway? Because we've been talking about the standard range off menu, in air quotes, which is the 4680 cell structural battery pack. Not many of those around, but when they make some, they put it in the new inventory page, which you can get now. Look for 279 EPA miles to know it's one of those. But what about buyers who have been told your Model Y long range is prepping for delivery, but if you look at the VIN, it shows it was made in Texas. Now, what's under the skin, we don't know, but I would suggest it's the existing 2170 cells and the single-piece front and rear end, but still not the Tesla tech that's in the standard range. And in Germany, buyers are having their Model Y performance made in Germany cars cancelled for delivery because of a problem which surfaced over the weekend. It looks to be, according to two reports I've read, a capacitor in the inverter, which is faulty, causing the cars to shut down, and cancellations for any further deliveries. That car not being delivered at the minute while Tesla find a solution to what on earth is happening there. Not one of the famous over-the-air updates that can be applied, unfortunately. And Beijing, China's capital city, offering subsidies of over $1,200 equivalent to trade in your old stinky combustion car for a new EV. And that's briefly